Welcome back, WNSG Towson, Baltimore, and WNSG.net. We are on Radio Row at Super Bowl 51 in Houston, Texas, on the Convention Center. And it's always nice when a Baltimore Raven stops by. We hope he stays a Baltimore Raven. This is the part of the program where the big man dance challenge happens. So Brandon Williams joins us here. He sings, he dances, he plays football, and we want him back. Don't leave. You're not allowed to leave. You have to stay. What's going on, man?
Oh, man.
Where are you going? Where are you getting all the money? Come on, talk to me.
He didn't even nudge into it.
It was like, warm-up.
Where are you going?
You know what? I did that with Torrey Smith 2 years ago, and it didn't work a lick. It didn't help. So I got back in bad history.
Torrey got paid, though.
What did I get out of it?
Well, but Torrey got paid.
I wanted him to catch 58 passes the next day. I want you to sack the quarterback. I want to be the run stopper. You want to stay. I know you do.
I'll always be a run stopper.
You want to stay. I know you do. So, pay the man. That's what I should say. How are you, man? What are you doing here?
I'm good. Just hanging out, having fun, rubbing elbows, shoulders, whatever.
Crockett Gilmore says that there were, like, you know, a long, long lot of flat road and a lot of music on the way here.
Oh yeah, we had a little in-car, in-truck karaoke going on. Just, you know,
now looking, that I want to see look, on Facebook look, Live.
Looking at nothing and just singing about everything.
I've seen your Facebook act. There's very few things that you will not share with your adoring public.
Yeah, I mean, wow, I ain't got nothing to hide.
You're a unique cat, man. That's
appreciate
all I'm
it.
Gonna say.
Thank you. One of
you
kind,
you
right
stand
here.
Out. I like that. I like that.
Oh yeah.
You going to game?
Nope.
Don't go in it till you play in it,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
That's a typical, right? That's
just like
most
the
guys feel, right?
Just like the Pro Bowl, yeah. I'm not going to Hawaii until I get invited to a Pro Bowl.
Or Orlando.
Or Orlando.
Or Orlando, or whatever it is.
So, you would really prefer that it's Hawaii, right?
Oh, yeah. But I'm still not going to Hawaii until I make it to a Pro Bowl.
How's your offseason going, all right? You feel
it's
good?
It's going good. Just been working out. Me and Croc been working out and just hanging out with fam.
Joplin or Baltimore? Where are you going to be?
In Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Are you looking forward to the free agency process? I mean, we got to ask you.
Am I looking forward to it? I mean, I guess. I mean, that's what's next. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You've heard a
I
lot mean, about it.
Yeah.
You've read up on it.
I guess.
Well, you know,
I guess.
Eric DaCosta said last week,
uh-huh,
you know, it's a big deal to try to sign you. They've made it very clear that you're an A player, and if you didn't already know. But
uh-huh,
to hear the assistant GM say that has to make you feel good, one.
Yeah.
And two, has to make you think, well, show me the love then, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's, what's that hit song? Where is the love, the love, the love? Yeah.
I prefer to show me the money.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
But it's all good. I mean, when it happens, it'll happen. Whether it happens or not, I mean, it's not in my hands to kind of initiate it. So
we're making you really
we'll
uncomfortable,
see what happens.
Are we?
No, I'm not uncomfortable at all. I mean, I can't say nothing that
You've
I don't know.
You've earned it, though. I mean, that's a nice place for you to be.
Oh, yeah.
To have earned the opportunity.
The whole time, these 4 years, was just keep my nose to the grindstone and doing my job the best I can and make it to this point. And I'm at this point, and we'll see what happens. I mean,
I had a very high-ranking Ravens official say, we're going to offer him a lot of money. And I'm like, well, we'll see. You know, I mean, it's a big league.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean,
it's a big league.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. I'd love it. I mean, we'll see.
What are you proudest of your I don't want to say let's pretend you're not, but for this body of work, what are you uh-huh, most proud of from the time you got to town till now?
Being me. That's what I'm proudest of.
Okay.
Just staying me, staying myself, not getting swayed this way or that way by, you know, other people or by, you know, teammates or whatever.
I mean, or even winning and losing. You're very even. I'll say
that. I mean, yeah, not swaying. I mean, if you lose, you take it on the chin and you go back at them next time. I mean, that's all you can do. I mean, life is simple. It's people that make it hard, I guess.
We're finding that out. You have Facebook friends too, right?
Yeah.
You live in a part of the world where I'm sure, you know, minority means something at that point. But yeah, I mean, for you to have played at this level, I guess the last couple of years, I don't know that we want to envision a defense without you at this point, right? I mean, I know we're like, we've got this hole to fill and that hole. Uh-huh. And I guess that's the hardest part for the Ravens and for this offseason is that, you know, there's work to be done, right? I mean, and
yeah.
I guess that's what 8-8 means
always
for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Because who wants to be average?
Not I.
No one.
All right, Luke's got the tough football questions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask
what he
you.
Does. He
you were asked at the end of the season about a hometown discount. Now, disclaimer before I pose my question.
Uh-huh.
I don't like the term hometown discount because that implies that automatically, even if the offer's insanely lower than other offers that are out there, that you'll go there and you'll sign. My question is to you, you've clearly expressed a desire to stay, if it makes sense for you. If it's close, if there are other suitors where it's close, and whatever close is, that's up to you, obviously.
Yeah.
You're making the decision. But if it's close, do you envision a scenario where you could pick the Ravens, even if it's not the highest offer on the table?
Yeah, if it's close, then and it's like coming from a known to an unknown, you know? You know what you're getting. When you're in Baltimore, you know what you're getting. You know who you're getting. You know who you're dealing with. You know your teammates are. You know your coaches are. And going to a new team, new scheme, new plays, new playbooks, not knowing really what to expect over here. If it's close enough to where I have to make that decision, where it comes down to that decision, I'm staying in Baltimore. Because I like Baltimore. My family's in Baltimore. My son's going to school and stuff like that. I'll pick that, you know, that's if it's close. So, I mean, that, if that's the you know, kind of the factor that makes or break the decision, then I'll stay in Baltimore if it's close.
Does it give you hope? And this was a couple years before you came along, but 2011, the Ravens made a long-term commitment to Haloti Ngata, a guy that you know you've drawn many comparisons to, especially when he left.
Oh yeah, that's my guy.
Does it give you hope? Give you optimism that because they valued a player like him, you know, being on the defensive line, similar skill set to you, that they'll show you, you know, that same kind of a willingness to make a commitment?
Yeah, you'd hope, but I mean, you never know until it happens, and I'm not going to get excited or, you know, like show emotion or like, disgust to a team that I've been playing for and love. I mean, I don't have any hatred, no nothing towards, you know, my team. You know, I love them, but I mean, whatever happens, happens. I mean, right now, I'm a Baltimore Raven and I'll be a Baltimore Raven until further notice. I mean, I guess. So whether, you know, whatever happens, happens with me. I'm kind of fly out of the seat of my pants and not going to get excited or down that nothing's happened yet or nothing like that. I mean, I understand. You know, you got stuff going on. You got Pro Bowl. You got Super Bowl. You got, you know, new guys. You got Senior Bowl going on and all that stuff. Coaches got stuff.
There's a lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts. I mean, whatever happens, happens. And when it happens, it's going to happen. So the only best thing I know is that it's going to happen. So I'm just chilling with my family, making the most of my time.
Yeah, I haven't had you on the radio a lot over the course of time. I think you came out right before Jen got cancer the second time last year.
Yeah.
And I don't remember asking this because you feel entrenched to me. You know, like we didn't have a lot of conversations as a rookie or whatever, and you came in. When you got drafted by the Ravens, what were your first impressions? Like,
first impressions.
Well, I mean, a guy where you were in the draft process, you could have really gone almost anywhere, right? I mean, probably before the draft, you thought, well, here's five or six teams that I might go to.
Right.
And then they pick your name. What were your first thoughts? I mean, there's a championship team, you had the stock and all that.
Yeah.
When you landed in town, has it been exactly what you expected it to be? Or has that exceeded the expectations of the day of your draft when you're like, I'm going to Baltimore? Had you ever even been to Baltimore?
No, no.
No, so it's really was an unknown.
I mean, has it been the same for me? My very first thought when I heard the thought of Baltimore,
what did you think?
Or Maryland? Crab cakes and football.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Crab cakes
that's
and football.
That's what we do.
So we deliver.
That's
we
the
deliver.
Very first thing that I thought of. So, yeah, it's been pretty consistent the whole time. So, but, no, like, great defense. Championship, just stand-up organization, family-oriented, like, all that stuff that
you knew
I've
that
heard.
About the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah.
You did your own research on the 32 teams.
I've heard.
I'm sure there are a handful of places you're like, God, please don't pick me. Please don't. You know, like,
exactly.
Baltimore's not one of those places for anybody.
No.
And I think that's the thing that I've seen change over 21 years where when the Shannon Sharps and the Tony Siragusas and the Rod Woodson started picking Baltimore and then we won and then, you know, Billick, Flacco, Ray, Ed, Haloti, Sizzle, all those guys.
Yeah.
You know, you're the latest to come into that. All that was built ahead of you, that being drafted by the Ravens in a middle round, you know.
Third round. I mean, to be drafted to the Ravens as a defensive player, knowing the caliber and stature of the defense is like, it's a pat on the back in itself.
It's where
to
you want to be, right?
Because, like, why wouldn't a defensive player want to be on one of the greatest defenses in history? You know?
Sure.
Why not? I mean, that and the fact that they want me being a part of that, I feel, you know, honored, you know, to be there. And I'm going to play my butt off to keep that stature where it is. So that's why I've been playing my butt off, because I know where the Ravens, I mean, obviously it's just who I am.
Sure.
And but I know that's the stature, and that's what that they would want me to do. It's my job to do it.
Is it exciting to see the defensive line that's been built, you know, kind of starting with you as far as transitioning from that Helody era,
yeah.
But Timmy Jernigan, of course, a year after you. Michael Pierce came on this year out of nowhere. You know, Willie Henry and Carl Davis weren't even in the mix this year because of some injuries and circumstances.
Lawrence Guy.
It has to be exciting and to take pride in what you guys did this year. Okay, you didn't get to where you wanted to be from a team standpoint. But
we did better than the year before.
Sure.
Which is always good. Great silver lining.
Sure. So, I mean,
improvement. We're all looking
improvement.
For that.
Exactly.
If you do stay, how exciting is that to know that, I mean, that's an impressive defensive front you guys have built.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my guys are hard-nosed warriors, and I know, you know, coming back to Baltimore, I know what I got. I know who I got fighting beside me. I mean, it's like the Army. I mean, you trust a guy next to you with your life, and that's what I do. I know these guys inside and out. And I know the love that they show me and the love that I have for them. And I know I can work with them whenever, wherever. So, I mean, coming back to Baltimore with a group of guys like that in our defensive line room and just linebackers and all anywhere on the defense, I mean, it's just great knowing that I got guys who back me up as much as I back them up.
After the Steelers game, I watched it again for the first time. Not the play was on one of the televisions here, and the arm goes out, and I saw CJ. I was, you know, to be that close,
it's
and
a
the
game of benches.
Very much so, right? I think when you lose in that fashion, when it is that close and that separator, to say, well, we would have been in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We would have had a home game. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was us last week in New England. Yeah, I think that's the hardest thing, if I were a player, to accept that part of it, of how close it was and making it that much harder to sit around and watch this unfold over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And especially because a lot of teams didn't play all that well in the tournament, right? I don't know if you sit and watch the playoff games, but they kind of stunk, quite frankly. And it kind of let me believe, like, man, if we just would have had a ticket in that dance, you know, maybe I could have cashed that ticket, you know? And this would have been a different week.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But, I mean, obviously the teams that went were deserving because they won. They did their job. They did everything they needed to do to get to that point, and we didn't. So
that does make it easier, right? You look back and you see Brady and Ryan, you're like, those guys deserve to be here.
Yeah, they deserve it. They played well. They did what you had to do to get here. I mean, and we didn't, obviously. So whether it comes to one play, a few plays in the beginning, or whenever, I mean, whoever is in the playoffs deserves it because they worked and they did the due diligence, whether it came down to one play, two plays, or just a straight up butt kicking, you know,
or luck,
luck, you know,
sure,
which that happens. I mean, you think, look at the Eagles game we played, that one play that Powers broke up, that last one play at the end. I mean, that's the same play at the Steelers. I mean, it could have went either way.
Yeah, I wrote the book 4 years ago when the team won. There wasn't one person, and I wrote that in the forward, that didn't mention luck. Like when I sat and talked to them about winning the Super Bowl. Luck was in the first couple, 3-4, you know, we were good. Yeah, we had a core. Yeah, we played well. We were lucky, though. We had a lot of luck.
Believe me, it's sometimes a lot better to be lucky than good. A lot better to be lucky than good.
What are you listening to these days? I mean, you know,
anything and
Crockett
everything.
Told me there was rap, old rap, new rap, country, rock, pop. Oh, yeah. Any Justin Bieber in there or no?
No, there's no JB.
I was trying to figure out what you're not listening to.
There's no JB. I mean, I like JB.
I know you do. That's why I brought it up.
There's no JB in there. Not there. Because it was Crockett's playlist.
What are you listening to? What's on your playlist?
Anything and everything. Like, literally, like, name a song and I probably heard it and listened to it.
Give me your five. Like, if I could do a concert for. Because you're really an eclectic.
Putting you on the spot here.
So if there were five bands. If I could have a Brandon stock.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And we bring them all to Joplin, right? We're going to.
All right.
Right? Who's playing in the parking lot for you?
Who's playing in the parking lot? Man. Like, dead or alive, don't matter?
We'll go
alive.
If you want to bring Elvis back, I'm not going to argue with that.
For sure, Eminem. I think he's the best rapper.
See, that's what I want to hear.
Who else? Country-wise, I would go with probably Eric Church or...
oh, my God, that's that horrible guy that sang the halftime with Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. That's
he's good though.
My God, my ears are still bleeding from that. That was so bad, I tweeted about how bad it was. And usually, I don't tweet negative things about
music. Crazy. He's crazy. He's crazy. The man is literally...
Doesn't he sing a Springsteen song?
Yeah.
Oh, great song.
God. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
He just doesn't have an ear for country. I don't.
I don't have an ear for country at all. So then you can't really knock it because you don't even like it to begin with.
It's true.
It is
exactly.
True.
It's really true. I don't.
Point taken. He's quiet.
He loves escargot, and I can't stand it. But he's like, dude, it's so great. No, it's not.
What's your favorite food?
I hate it.
What do you like to eat?
Pizza.
All right. Well, I can work with that.
Pizza and PBJs. I can live off that.
That'll work. Probably did in college.
Yeah.
Now you're
Actually, it was Taco Bell in college.
Now you get enough money to buy whatever you want. So, you know.
Oh, I still go to Taco Bell.
I know you do.
We're good.
Still so got give me pizza. Other bands. Okay, Eric Church. That's the part where I'm using the restroom when he takes
over,
the stage.
Over Eric Church, I mean, I was like going into country, Rascal Flatts was...
Okay.
I love Rascal Flatts, so it was great. Great, you know. Well,
they got a little more rock to them.
Yeah. You know? Who else? I would say, man, I don't even know. You put me on the spot. There's so much music out there.
I just think of Brandon Williams singing.
Linkin Park would be there. Who else do I like? Man, like, I don't know. Probably Flo Rida or something like that. Probably, I don't even know. Like, I can't. You put me on the spot.
Man, that is a really weird show.
It's,
you know what I mean?
It's
like
a little bit of everything.
But I'd probably have
ACDC there, Metallica. I'd probably have like a bunch of people there.
You're all over the place. I'm like that too. I'm like that too. I'm all over the place.
Like Biggie.
He's a Foo Fighter guy.
Foo Fighters would be there.
I love Pink Floyd. I love rap from the 90s. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff I like.
Ice Cube be there. Snoop Dogg be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, tomorrow night, Snoop's got a flag football game, and they were asking me to recruit people like you to play in it. You want to play? Now, listen, it's an amputee game. It's a Wounded Warriors, right? Is BJ around here?
Wounded Warriors?
It's Wounded Warriors, yeah.
Oh.
So I'm an amputee because I'm missing a finger.
Okay.
So they're
going
to let me play in the amputee game. And I'm thinking to myself, how do I turn down playing football with Snoop Dogg if I get an opportunity to do it?
You can't.
So you want to play? You can play tomorrow night if you want.
Tomorrow night?
6 to 8.
6 to 8.
I'm not making
tomorrow
that
night.
Up. They literally came to me.
Already doing it? I might be already doing it. I don't know. I'll talk to my people.
To your handlers.
I'll talk to my people. My people will talk to your people, you know.
No, literally, they came by early.
I'll say be careful, Brandon Williams. You got a payday coming in. You got to be careful.
Believe me. I'm going to be off top quarterback.
I'm not your agent, but I'll pretend to be for a moment.
I'm running nowhere. I'm all-time quarterback. I'll probably be like the 5 second blitzer. After 5 seconds, you can run and get the quarterback.
Dude, in a flag football game, if you're coming at me, all you have to do is go, boo, and I'd be like, no, take the ball.
I'll take my flag and throw it at you.
I'm not running, sprinting,
you won't have to
shuffling
run.
Nowhere. I'm
dude,
probably going
to
be all-time quarterback, like just like dropping dimes. That's going to be me, just sitting back there.
All you have to do, look into the camera and make the meanest face you can make. And you make that at me.
I can't.
And that's all you have to do. You don't have to run. You can just be Snoop's like heavy. You can be.
Yeah, I can.
You can just be the guy.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
be
like
the guy
this,
like standing in front of Snoop like what?
Right.
Okay, you just mentioned throwing a pass. You had to love seeing Dontari Poe with his touchdown pass in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was jealous as hell. Yeah.
You want to score and spike
hashtag
the ball?
Hashtag pissed off. Yeah, for sure. Who, like, my favorite player growing up was Jerome Bettis, like, big guy who ran the ball, like, got scored touchdowns.
Sure.
Like, why would you not want to score touchdowns? Like, that's every big guy's dream. Like, every guy who plays peewee football with the stripe on the back of the helmet because they can't touch the ball because they're too big.
So what you're saying right now is if the message gets to Harbaugh that you want to be a blocker,
going down.
You want to be a blocker on the goal line.
Yes. I mean, in college I played off – like you had a package where I went in the offensive guard and I pulled and all that stuff. I want to score, though. Like, I can block. Like, I played offensive line in high school.
Would you rather score a touchdown or throw a touchdown pass?
That's a good
score. Because it's me. Because it's me. I'm not giving this to somebody. I'm not giving this to somebody else.
Taking
it's just me and the touchdown. It's my touchdown.
Did you ever play a position like where, like...
No.
No, you never played a skill position. You never...
No.
You ever scored a touchdown?
Yes. Interception.
Oh, right.
Actually.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's right.
I intercepted... In high school, Blaine Gabbert. We were playing against Blaine Gabbert.
Really?
He tried to throw a screen over my head. Tipped it up, caught it, touchdown. Yep.
That's pretty good.
He's an NFL player. Did you know that? Yeah.
No, really?
You did that against an NFL player.
Wow.
Brandon Williams is here.
Well, he
Luke
got intercepted by an NFL player. So
and I'm going to talk him into playing football with Snoop. They told me after the flag football game, Snoop was going to be having a special relaxation.
In the green room?
They told me I'd be very relaxed. The room would be green.
I won't be there.
I know you won't be.
I won't be there.
Don't get him in trouble.
I can't get you there. I'm not taking you there, but I would like for you to play the
football. No. I'll be out somewhere.
Right, are you done with
smoothie.
Us? I mean, you want to get to the festivities. You got parties to go man, here. We got
right,
things to
right
do.
Now, I'm chilling. But I do want to go eat. That's the only thing I'm pretty excited
They
to
got
do.
Free food here. Free beer. Bar's
no,
open.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the food.
Good
like,
food.
Good food, yeah.
You been to Houston before?
Not only to play.
There's a lot of good places to eat here.
So there we
this
go.
This is gastronomic.
There we go.
Yeah, James Beard Award winners. You got all that going on here.
So there we go.
I'm skinny and small, but I'm
going to Yelp it or like Google it or
yeah, I like
do whatever.
To eat. I mean, don't get fooled. I'm not like bulimic. You know
what I
mean?
Just making sure. I mean, you just look small. Maybe I just don't know where you put it.
You're big boned. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and no one would call you like fat, husky. You're just big boned.
Pleasantly plump.
Pleasantly.
Just the way you said that was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You are a funny MF-er. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey.
Brandon Williams
is
here.
It is.
You know? Please don't leave. I'm just going to do it one more time.
First
please
of all, you're not the first person to do that.
Please don't leave.
To hug me and just like.
Please don't leave. I won't let you go. Thanks for everything, man. And if
you
do leave.
Thanks, Brandon.
I won't hate you. I'll still have love for you.
How's the wife, by the way?
She's good, man.
She's good?
Everybody's asking about her. She finds that to be fascinating. I'm like, well, you're all. She's been to the last.
Because she's cooler than you.
That is true.
I mean.
There's no one that would disagree with that. That is a universally.
She is definitely your better half.
Correct. Outkick the coverage, all that. We're going to Australia next week.
Nice.
We're spending 17 days in Australia and New Zealand. We've never been to New Zealand.
Okay.
So a little side story. You were in my life at this time. My wife got bitten by a spider 3 years ago next month in Brisbane, Australia.
Okay.
And that was what detected her cancer. That's what got made her body go into sort of a reaction that made her leukemia happen.
Yeah.
You know, like
gotcha.
We thought it was jet lag. We thought, you know, so over the last 3 years, she has been very into like going back to Australia because we had such a great experience.
Yeah.
And she came from Australia home and then went into bed to live or die. You know, she spent 155 days now in the hospital.
Yeah.
So through all of this, she had said, when I get better, the first thing I want to do is
go back to Australia.
And Springsteen announced the tour like in late August.
Nice.
And I said, you know what? Let's check the flights. The flights were super cheap. I'm like, look, no pressure.
No, you're just a baller.
I'm going to get the flights. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And let's get you on a pathway because she could not have done that in September, October.
Yeah.
I mean, she missed some home games this year because she wasn't sort of well enough
to
go,
you know?
But she's doing great. They put her on a really good drug, prednisone. It's an awful drug, but it's good. She's getting stronger. And you're the one that asked me on the air, so I haven't told this story because people ask me all the time. So we've been ramping up to get her completely healthy so that she can do this.
That's cool.
So she's doing well, and
I have
every reason to believe we'll be in Brisbane, Australia, seeing Bruce Springsteen on Valentine's night.
Woo! Oh.
Woo!
It's talking good. About... Mic drop on that one on Valentine's Day night?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm hoping he plays
good.
A lot of Tunnel of Love stuff.
Oh.
He's getting very political
now.
There's
going to be some Tunnel of Love stuff, definitely.
Did he just say that on the internet?
He absolutely did.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You said Tunnel of Love. I said Tunnel of Love.
You know, my biggest regret if you sign with like some jackass team like the Chiefs or the Steelers or something awful is going to be that we didn't do more radio together. Because you are funny.
Oh, man.
I like you.
I try.
I like you.
I appreciate it.
You're doing
like
a lot of charity stuff, too. I see you with the Barks thing, and you do you Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, I have my own Boys and Girls Club I adopted in Westport.
Now, tell me why that was important to you.
Because I grew up going to actually, it was the Boys Club of St. Louis. It was just strictly a Boys Club, but now, you know, Boys Club, there's somewhere I could go to get away from whatever life stuff I was going through as a kid. Just be with friends, hang out, you know, didn't have much money to do much, but the Boys and Girls Club.
Do you see yourself
kinda...
in those kids when you're over there?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's cool.
Especially like when I, like, because we do Thanksgiving, you know, they having Thanksgiving meals having, you know, Christmas gifts, having for the kids and all that stuff, and just seeing their faces light up when they get some, you know, and just kind of cherishing it. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's really cool to see that, because, I mean, definitely as a kid, I wanted that, and I wasn't able to get that. You know, just have, I mean, I had some presents, you know. Sometimes it was, like, better to keep the lights on than to get presents.
I understand.
A great present.
I hear you.
Believe me.
Food's good.
Yeah.
We all like food.
We all love food.
Yeah.
Love food.
Got to have that first. And
then
better
than looking at an empty
fridge.
You
did this stuff with Barks, too.
Met with Barks. Did something with the, was it the, I think it was Baltimore County Veterinary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Veterinary Association or something like that. Yeah. So I do a lot of stuff. Pretty much whatever they ask me to do, I do it.
Well, you've always done whatever I've asked you to do,
yeah.
So I appreciate that.
So, I mean, it's just...
I'm going to ask you one last time. Don't leave us! That's the last thing I'm asking you. Hey, man, good luck to you, right?
Thank you.
Hope to see you back, right?
Appreciate it.
All right, Brandon Williams. You done with him?
Yeah. He answered all my questions. He handled them like a pro.
He was even honest.
Yeah,
sure. Incredible. Who's honest around here?
Brandon Williams? Hey, he's been a pro.
There was not one alternative truth or one alternative fact there.
Brandon has been a pro from day one. The first time he walked into Baltimore, he's been nothing but a pro.
When he did that handstand into Baltimore?
Well, that was the sensation.
That was the internet sensation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to do it right now for
I'm
us.
Not.
But it is a hell of a party trick, though. I'll tell you.
That's good.
It is. It's a good party trick. Brandon Williams, check him out. Follow him on Facebook, Twitter. He's doing music.
Brandon W underscore 66 right there. This Twitter and Instagram.
Deuces.
You already know.
We're in Houston. It's Super Bowl 51. He's Luke. I'm Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570.
Yeah.
WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore sports.